Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Something that is a good appearance even to the beholder. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Hallelujah. I have no wonder that beauty is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Him we find the issue of womanhood. When we talk about womanhood, you know, we heard this morning that first of all, you're a girl, then gradually you become a lady, and then at the end of the day, you become a woman. But what transpires or what happened between your girlish into a womanhood? Between the girlish stage and coming into womanhood. When you talk about womanhood, you are talking about maturity. That the body is fully formed. Everything in place, you know, you know, this person has become matured. It's growing. The man of God said something sometimes ago, and it is natural. When you see a young girl putting on, you know, having growth in her chest, coming forth with breath, you know, the girl will just begin to flaunt with that. Now, me too, I am matured. That means I have what it takes to be the woman. The breath, the body, the hormone, body composition, everything. Because that may be that girl with us, the body at which we have arrived. There's a kind of joy when you get to that stage. I remember when I was growing, you know, then my my sister's child of prayer. On. Whether it will fix me, whether I will look good and like that. And that was so funny. And when you knock at the door, you will quickly, you are slow, just speaking to me as if I was not even doing anything. And I went to buy one, then, when it's not one like that, just for me to look good. And like that. And when I started, but at the point I was going home, feeling okay with it. By the time you get home, you walk in the morning and just that it does just feel like removing everything so that you can feel free. But initially, at that tender age, you're not, you know, you just be aspiring to have everything that it takes to be a woman. It's a process. It's a process. And this brings me to the story of that lady. That they call Esther. You know, Esther happened to be a niece of Mordecai. And you know what happened in the Shushan Palace then? That last time, those fell with mother was done, and they needed another queen. And they had to call on virgins in the land, you know. The advice given to the king was just get more virgins, get little wife, and they had to call on some virgins to come and present themselves, which Mordecai presented Esther. That you can find in the book of Esther, chapter 2. And Esther was presented along with other virgins. They gave them everything. Let's look at it for purification, the readiness to meet with the husband. But let's put a look at Revelation. Yes, I'll come back to that. Sorry. I'll come back to that. Let me put a look at Revelation 19. As we come back to Esther, I want us to put a look at what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ, who was preparing verse 9.
Abraham was granted that she could pass it. Now, was granted that she should be married to Phinehas, playing a wife for the Phinehas with the righteousness of sin. And he said unto Moriah, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto Abraham, true saying. So can I go back to 9, 7, verse 7. Says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in finding her being wife, for the finding her is the righteousness of sin. You know what? A lady wants to get married. We usually look for that marriage. Yes, white down, white, not knowing what it meant. It does not that, okay, everybody, yes, white, this one wants to wear white on my wedding day. Not knowing that there was a preparation. The Lamb of God was ready. He was ready to receive his bride. He was ready to receive the wife. And the Bible says that the wife, the bride has made herself ready. Ready to come into the husband, into the Lord. And the bride has made herself ready. So I want to connect you to Esther chapter 2. Okay, then let's read from there. But next, okay. And he brought to her Dash, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was a fair and beautiful woman. The guy, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter the next verse. So it came to pass when the king's government and the decree was had, and when many maidens were gathered unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Edgar, that Esther was also brought into the king's house, to the custody of Kedar, keeper of the women. And we take it for that. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meant to be given her, out of the king's house, and he preferred her, and made her to the best place of the house of the women. Hallelujah. That was the presentation that was to take place in the Shushan palace for the king. And all these legends were brought about. And Luna was prepared for them to take care of them, to give them all that they needed, even for them to appear before the king. There was a level of preparation at that time. And in preparing for the king, they had to give them some things that would be pleasing unto the king. Only the eunuch, only Esther knew what God, what the king needed. But immediately Esther got there, she found favor before this man. What is on your work on? She found favor before this man. And the man gave her everything that she needed. And the Bible says further that the things for purification was given unto them, that was given unto them for use for 12 good months. For 12 good months. The first 6 months, it says that they were given unto them for them to comfort with a good order, that will be presentable, that will be acceptable unto the king. Only Esther knew what the king needed at that time. And because she found favor before the eunuch, before the chamberlain, you know, everything that should be about the child was called to appear before the king came after 12 years of purification, after 12 years or 12 months of purification, after, you know, after they have gone through a process. You must go through a process before they can be acceptable before the Lord. Every woman needs this. For you to come to womanhood, you must go through the process of God. You must go through the process of God. This woman went through it. All of them went through it. You know what they appeared before the king? They said Esther was chosen because she found favor before the king. She slept, the king slept the order, what he needed. This I love. This I like. This I appreciate. This is more acceptable unto me. And I'm not likening this thing to Holy Ghost. But the Bible says that the marriage supper, it says the lamb has come for his bride, and the bride has made herself ready. I likened it to Holy Ghost. And that was like Holy Ghost to me. Because he knew what the king needed. And so many times the Holy Ghost will make an appearance unto us. And say, this is what the Lord desired of you. As a woman, as a child of God, these are the things the Lord required. I remember when Jesus Christ was born. They said the wise men they came with the with gift, with myrrh, with fragrance, all those fragrances, all those things, that only that beautiful things, that's of incense. Those things, those fragrances, those things that were acceptable. And they came unto Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, they presented that unto her as a gift. So likewise, the Holy Ghost works on each and every one of us to become mature and be able to be acceptable even by the Lord God Almighty. And, you know, it's only God that can give approval of who you are. Yeah. I said in the morning that this meeting is just to talk about you and about the future. You now and the future. What are the things that you are carrying around before the Lord that are not acceptable? What are the things? Sometimes, you know, we do some things, we will talk anyhow, we behave anyhow, and we say we are children of God, we say we are daughters of God, and then we come to the Lord anyhow. Those things must be dropped. And can only be dropped by the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. It says of God meek and that contrite spirit, and that God is interested in our heart. Those that have a meek spirit, people of contrite heart, people that are without blemish, these are the ones that the Lord God Almighty will accept. And this is the work that the Holy Ghost did in the life of Esther. And I said that at that time there was no Holy Ghost. But Agar to me represented Holy Ghost because he knew the heart of the Father. He knew the heart, he knew what the Lord needed. And he began to separate, he began to purify and make the woman more acceptable unto the Lord. When we talk about beauty and womanhood, you know, only people that are beautiful at heart will the Lord accept. Not people that are contaminated. Not people that are carrying about, you know, things that are not godly, things that are not fear. God sees into the intent of the hearts of people. And that's when you begin to choose the right people that will come unto his presence. Hallelujah. And I said now, clearly to find that beauty is not about outward appearance.
is not about it. It's about your heart. It's about your heart being purified. It's about your heart being ready for the Master. And that we have mentioned this one word at this point, that in the book of Genesis, that the Lord made woman out of man. And he gave her what to do, to be a helpmate, to be a support, to be a, to assist her husband in whatever form. And from there, he began to build and then he began to build herself up. He says that there is a place, he says that we should build ourselves up in the most holy place. As daughters of God, that have come into womanhood, you should continue to build yourself in the most holy place. He says that there is a place that a woman influences. What a woman does is that a woman a woman influences a nation and a family. Also, I have it that a woman is a key to a successful family, or the cause of its failure. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 4, says, a wise woman builds a home. A foolish one plucks it down. Having given all those things for purification to Esther, it was possible for Esther to say, no, I don't want what you are giving down to me. Give me another one. Give me a better one. Maybe at her in her heart was feeling that, okay, this incense, this cream, these beautiful things will be okay for me. But she didn't do that. She submitted herself totally unto the authority of evil and found herself in the palace. She found herself in the palace. She didn't even think of it at the beginning. She didn't actually ever know that she could come into the palace. She didn't prepare for it. But when the time was come for her to appear in the palace, she began preparation. And I want to tell you, people of God, my sister and to the Lord, that we need to begin to prepare to appear in the palace of God. We need to begin to prepare to appear in the King's palace, to prepare to appear before the Lord. And we must be able, as daughters of God, to be able to understand the grace of God upon our life. Esther, what do you mean that she understood the grace of God upon her land? Because many virgins were in the land. Many virgins were in poverty. Many virgins were walking around in the land, but she was chosen among those people. She was chosen among those virgins, and she became a queen. For you to be born again, to have the privilege. For the privilege for you to be born again, to be told, for you to be saved, and begin to appear before the Lord. This is an honor that the Lord has given unto us as brethren, not only as women. The Lord has given us that privilege, and the Lamb keeps waiting. For the Lamb is waiting in the book of Revelation. For the Lamb is waiting. He has come and is waiting to obtain the bride, to receive the bride. And we are the bride that the Lord is waiting for, and we will get to the palace in the name of Jesus. Our neighbor will not be again in Jesus' name. There are so many women in the Bible that prepare themselves even to appear before the king. Apart from Esther, apart from Esther, was this woman on earth? She was really preparing to see the Lord. She was really preparing to see the Lord. In other point, she said, Lord God Almighty. But now she said she was a widow for so many years. And she was in the house of the Lord. She was committed. She was doing the work of the Lord. She was so committed. She was praying. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 7 that the woman was praying all through until the Lord came. And she saw the Lord and said that your servant departed in peace. She saw the Lord. And so there are some women that the Lord God Almighty has ordained to do great things. Even for the men of God, even for people around them, in terms of giving, in terms of their life, even sowing their lives unto the work of the Lord. If you look at what Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter Romans 16, then he said that they should greet this person, they should greet this woman, because he labored for the with me. But let's take a look at that book of Romans. Romans chapter 16, verse 3. These are the women, these are the people, the women that labored much with Paul. Romans 6, 1 to 3. They labored much so that they can have an appearance before the Lord. Romans. Okay. Says, I commend unto you, Fab, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is a servant of the church, is that centurion, and that she receive all in the Lord, that the prophet said, and that your sister, in whatsoever business she had need of, for she had been a sufferer of many and of my shame. These are the women that the Lord God Almighty has prepared. These women, they worked with Paul wholeheartedly. They were committed. They were committed to the business of the Lord. As women, we must be committed to the things of the Lord. They labored so well with Paul that Paul had to greet them. But Paul had to just appreciate them for what they have done. As women, we must be able to do all that we can. Surrender ourselves to the things of the Lord. Surrender yourself, people, to the work of the Lord, to the business of the Lord. There is no one can do, nobody can do it except you that the Lord has chosen. The Lord has chosen you. People to do more for Him. This woman, the Father, and then. People like Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Jesus Christ. I know who said something about women that you were called out to be a support, to be a support, to be a help unto others. These people, they were helpful. They were helpful in the things of the Lord. And they, as women too, we must be helpful in the things of the Lord. Can we talk about Deborah? She was helpful in the things of the Lord. When there was war, when there was work to be done, she made herself available. The fact that book about Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Habakkuk, the prophetess, as she arose and did the work and fought. Even when there was no judges in the land, she arose and did the work. So also these are the duties that we can find in women to rise up and take up a challenge and take up the work of the Lord. And then take it over and say, yes, the Lord has called me to do this work. We must be able to identify our responsibilities in the Lord. We must be able to know what roles that the Lord has called us into. This remember Priscilla, Deborah, even Ruth. Ruth was able to know what the Lord called her into. Even when the Magdalena was saying, do that, don't follow me, she said, no. Because I am a woman, because I have been betrothed unto this family, because I have been betrothed unto this man, because I am a spouse, I am for this family. I should make up my mind that no way I have to go. He said, if I perish, I perish. If I die, I die. I will go with you, my mother-in-law. And she went with her mother-in-law. And look at the story, look at the history of Ruth to that. Jesus Christ came forth from the lineage of Ruth. Because she got married even to another king of that family. Bless the marriage of Ruth, and later on, you know, like that, if you look at the book of Matthew, how Ruth was involved and a name came out of the lineage of the Lord Jesus. You also, after much preparation, your name can come out even in the right order, even in the book of the talent of God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When we talk about womanhood, we are talking about maturity. We are talking about a life, this one, a creation, a new life, this one in us. And when the life is formed in us, we come into perfection. You know, this last year convention, we talked about perfection. Perfection, perfection. We talked about perfection. And you know, in Hebrews chapter 8, it says that we should do away with all these things that can easily not forget all those things. All those things, and then we move on and come into perfection. Every woman must come into perfection. When you are not perfected, you are not beautiful. Esther got this opportunity. She was worked upon and she became so perfect before the king that she was acceptable. As daughters of the Lord, who has been called to adorn palaces, who has been called to be a supper, who has been called to be a strength, a foundation, a pillar in the house of the Lord. We have been called to honor and unto glory. In all that we do, it has to bring honor unto the Lord. The way we talk has to bring honor unto the Lord. The way we relate to people has to bring honor unto the Lord. And you know, there's something about women, you know, we are fond of just already many now. I believe the Lord will help us so that we can be fulfilled in the area of our calling in Jesus' name. I also want to talk about, time will not permit me, but I want to talk about this. Women who have the discipline. For us to be beautiful, we have to be disciplined. In our thoughts, in our words of life, in the way we relate with people, in choosing our friends, in choosing our married partner, we have to be disciplined. Not anybody that comes to you that does affect as a friend or a husband to be. You must be disciplined to say no. Sometimes, you know, I just remember the story of Tamar, the sister of Absalom. The Bible said that in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel 24, it was said that Tamar was very fear. The brother was fear also. And at a point you want to be a bit strong, and of your said that, oh, I like my sister, I love her, I want to have this with her, but you just want, I want her to be with me. But you have to be with the one, had to go to a friend and ask for the advice of a friend who now counseled him not really. But he should invite Tama into his room and tell the guy that, oh, okay, oh, Tama, come and prepare food for me, come and do the Lord into sin. And I want to believe that some of us in the past, we have been lured wrongfully. We have been lured unknowingly. We have been lured not knowing what God, the Bible, or the Bible, or whatever the person might be. We have been lured. But there is a bonding period. There is a breaking away. And if you want the beauty of the Lord upon you to remain upon you, this thing you need to bring it on to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you, because I believe that at that time Tama and the brother had said, she became angry. She was downcast. She was not happy. Some of us are not happy. And I'm not only about some things that have happened to us in the past. Maybe you are wrecked with the past. I want you to bring it on to the Lord. That God of mercy, God of mercy will have mercy on you. I will cleanse your heart and bring joy into you and bring blessing into you. Because if you continue in this thought, you will not get to the King's palace. You will not be able to stand before the Lord because you are carrying a wrong thought within you. And this wrong thought has to be dropped so that you can have access unto the Lord. So that you can have a complete access unto the Lord. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will heal everyone that has gone through this situation, even in their lives, in the name of Jesus. There will be healing in the name of Jesus. Every woman in this house, the Lord God Almighty will pour all of joy upon us in the name of Jesus. Grace to do what is right. Grace to do what is good. The Lord will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Grace, O Lord God, able to be submissive, able to authority, the Lord will give unto us in Jesus' name. Grace submitted, able to the authority of God. She gave herself unto him, and she used the proper insight, the proper reverence. She used the proper things, even for her life, and she was able to stand before the king. She was able to call in, even to the king's chamberlain. She was able to be called into the king's room. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that spirit of obedience will come upon us. In the name of Jesus, every form of disobedience we judge in the name of Jesus. Every form of thought that we are equal. We are equal. We are equal. And we begin to do women's liberation. We judge in the name of Jesus. We have the heart of submission, of love. We receive in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Because you will do more than our expectation. It was for us this night in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.